Now, we just move right over to 2 Kings because it picks up the story at this point. And I begin reading now, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Now, I don't know why he fell down through the lattice. I would be inclined to say that he got drunk and this is what happened. But if I said that, it would be because I'm gossiping, because I don't know whether it's true or not. But he fell down for some reason. And now, instead of going to the God of Israel, he goes yonder to Baal-zebub, the worship of Baal, the god of Ekron. And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there's not a god in Israel that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? And this man Elijah, and this was one of his last missions, by the way, he went up, and he met the messengers, and he gave them the message. And they went back and reported, by the way, to the king, and he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came to meet you and told you these things? They answered him, He was a hairy man, girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. He said, It's Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill, and he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. There came fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. My friend, may I say that Elijah is quite a man, is he not? And as I said before, he just didn't seem to fit in with the compromise of the court of Ahab and Jezebel. We hear so much today about that we must learn to communicate and that we must get along with everybody. Well, may I say to you, that is not God's method. And the compromise of the church today and the compromise of the leaders has not led to the world listening to the church. The fact of the matter is, right now, the world's not listening at all. They pass the church by, and they're not listening. Why? Because they'll not listen until the church declares the Word of God. And I believe that if we would do that today and the church could declare the Word of God, that there would be communication. Elijah managed to get through. He was heard. People listened to him. And he's a pretty rough type individual. And the king sent another captain. And, of course, the same thing happened to him. And this is the judgment now that he pronounces upon this man Ahaziah. Verse 16, he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there's no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. And we find here that this ends the line of this man, Ahab. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And we'll have more to say when we get over to 1 and 2 Chronicles.